Praise the Lord. Message number 135. The title of the message, Put God First, Part 10, the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 10 to verse 19. Let us read the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 10 to verse 19. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Ask the priest what the Lord says. If a person carries consecrated meat in the fold of his garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew, some wine, oil, or other food, does it become consecrated? The priest answered, no. Then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled? Yes, the priest replied, it becomes defiled. Then Haggai said, so it is with this people and this nation in my sight, declares the Lord. Whatever they do and whatever they offer there is defiled. Now give careful thought to this from this day on. Consider how things were before one stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. When anyone came to a heap of 20 measure, there were only 10. When anyone went to a wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were only 20. I struck all the work of your hands with blight, mildew, and hail. Yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord. From this day on, from the 24th day of the ninth month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thought. Is there yet any seed left in the barn? Until now, the vine and the fig tree, the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit. From this day on, I will bless you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. And we bless you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Anoint the word that you give us, O Lord, anoint my lips, and put verses and statement to help your people. O God, help me to deliver the message in the way that, Lord, you want it to be, and make it clear, and whatever the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church, in the life of your people, and in the life of your servant. Take the word with the power of the Holy Spirit, and make it reach your people who are waiting to hear your word and your voice. We thank you and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The people, they had responded to the call of God and they started to rebuild the temple. But here, there is an important issue. The book of Haggai, or the prophet Haggai and Zechariah, were pointing out to the people. In my Bible, this passage that we have read, the title of it is Blessings for a Defiled People. That does not mean God will bless people who are defiled, who live in sin. But there is the promise of God, if the people repent and renounce their sins, then the Lord will send his blessing, or his blessing will reach his people. Here in this passage, the prophet Haggai, or God through his prophet Haggai, he wanted to make a point very clear. What are these points that he wanted to make it very clear? If you get involved in a work of God, the work of God will not make you holy. Or if you go to a Or if you go to a places and you think these places can make you holy, it cannot be. Some people, they think that if they will go Bible study, or if they go to church, or they listen to the word of God, that will make them holy. You will be holy if you repent and you renounce your sin. Going to church, going to places that you think that is holy, that will not make you holy. Also being in contact and in association with holy people, that will not make you holy unless you renounce of your sin. And that's what the prophet Haggai have told them. He told them, go and ask the priest about the law. He told them, go and ask the priest, because the priest, they know the law of God. And what is the question that he wanted them to ask the priest? He told them, if there is a person who carry a consecrated meat in a fold of his garment, suppose that the garment is clean, and this fold of cloth have touched bread or stew or oil or other kind of food, thus the food will become holy because the fold is holy. The answer is no. The cloth is holy, but there is no impartation of holiness by touch. That's what he is telling them. If you are involved now in rebuilding the temple, that will not make you holy. Serving God and doing ministry, it will not make you holy unless there is a repentance in your life. And that's the important of the message. Many, they think that doing ministry is an atonement for their sin. We expect a blessing. You expect a blessing. Why you are not receiving the blessing? Because still, sin is ruling in your life. The Holy Spirit is pointing out the sin to you, and He is leading you to that sin, to repent and to renounce it, so that His blessing will flow in your life and life of the people with you. Here, speak about speak about the foundation. Let's read verse 18. He says, from this day on, from this 24th day of the ninth month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Hear the foundation of the Lord's temple. What is the foundation? When we hear the word foundation, when they build a house or a temple or a building, they will dig the ground and they will clear it up, and they will put some strong and heavy material so that they can put the main building on it. It will not be moved or not be collapsing. So here, for us, we are the temple of God. You are the temple of God. So what is the foundation? The foundation is the repentance, turning from sin, and have faith in the Lord and on His word, and start to follow God. That is the foundation that God wants to see in your life. Good deed will not make you holy. Repentance is so important in your life, as you are involved, as you are getting engaged in God's ministry. God wants His blessing to reach you. You know, in the book of John, the Lord said, the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come so that they may have life, and life to the full. Some people, they expect that when they will serve God, their life will be better. That's supposed to be, and that's true, because we are serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But when there is sin, then there must be repentance, so that God's blessing will flow. Haggai, as well as Zechariah, point out the same point. Both Haggai and Zechariah, as we have discussed before, they were preaching, and the temple was built under the supervision and the preaching of Haggai the prophet and his younger colleague, also he is a prophet Zechariah, he is younger in age, and he was prophesying and giving the same message to the people of God. We can read that in Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 2 to verse 6. What is the message of Zechariah to the people? The Lord was very angry with your forefathers. Therefore, tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you. Same message about repentance. Do not be like your forefathers, to whom the earlier prophets proclaimed. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Turn from your evil ways and your evil practices. But they would not listen or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Where are your forefathers now, and the prophets? Do they live forever? But did not my word and my decrees, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, overtake your forefathers? So what is telling them here? Where those who disobey God? What happened to them, your forefathers? Did not the word of God overtake them? The same word of God that they refused, that same word of God overtake them. Then they repented and said, the Lord Almighty has done to us what our ways and practices deserve, just as he determined to do. So here the people repented. And also, the same people, Haggai gave them the same message. The prophet Zechariah gave them the message. We can read in verse 1. In the 8th month of the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo. So here, the prophecy of Zechariah was ahead of the prophecy of Haggai. Because in Haggai chapter 2 verse 10, it says on the 24th day of the 9th month, here in Zechariah it was, is in the 8th month. So there is 1 month difference. So the same message, when Zechariah told them the message, he explained to them that repentance is needed, and they understood that their evil deeds and their evil practices had brought them into bondages and into exile and under God's wrath. Haggai confirmed to them the message. And could be some people who have double-minded. They were still in sin, and they need to hear the message again so that they need to repent, so that their active part in serving the Lord and rebuilding the temple will bring on them the blessing that God had ordained and promised to them. In New Testament, we have the promises of God. We are the temple of the Lord, and God call us and to work with him so that his temple, and that's we and his church, to be built up. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 and 10 to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, what we can read here? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. So here, if we confess and we say, Lord, we have sinned, we have done this and that, and we renounce it, then he will forgive us and he purify us then our work and ministry and service will be a blessing to us and to others, because that is the will of God, to fully renounce sin and come to the Lord, so that the blessing that He ordained will be bestowed. Chapter 2, verse 1, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. The will of God that we will not live in sin. But suppose you are not aware and out of your control, you have done a sin once in a while, then you can ask God forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Why the message of Haggai here is very important, because even it points here that in verse 16, when anyone came to a heap of 20 measures, there were only 10. When anyone went to a wine vat to draw 50 measures, there were only 20. So here, people, they were expecting certain amount or quality or quantity of a blessing, but they did not find it. Why? Because still there is sin. That's why the prophet Zechariah, he spoke in the 8th month to repent. They responded. They returned to the Lord. Again, Haggai, possibly some other people, they have not yet fully repented or renounced or returned to the Lord. They need to hear the message. They need to repeat the message to them, so that the building or the rebuilding of the temple will be in a correct and the right way. In verse 17, I struck all the work of your hands with blight, mildew, and hail, yet you did not turn to me, declares the Lord. Blood and mildew and hail, these are signs that the law of God is broken. That's why God allowed wrath to come on the people. So He is telling them, these things that you are suffering, this and that, sickness or problem or difficulties or hardship, that because of the sin in your life. You know, sin is so contagious. Sin sometimes is creeping in your life and you are not aware. And that's what the prophet Haggai spoke to the people and told them also. In verse 13, then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled? Yes, the priest replied, it becomes defiled. When you get involved with your eyes, your body, your hands with something sinful, then the whole body, that's the temple of God, will become also defiled. You need to separate yourself from sin, and sometimes you need to separate yourself from people who ignite you and cause you to sin, or they keep you into the state of sin. You need to be away from them. It is not the will of God that we will continue to sin. It's not the will of the Lord to continue to live in the same sin. In the 1 John chapter 3, book of 1 John chapter 3, and we will read it from verse 4 onward. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that He appeared so that He might take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. In verse 6, no one who lives in Him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen Him or known Him. Those who continue to live in sin, it is questionable if they have met the Lord, or they know Him, or they have or they have seen him. Verse 7, dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. So here, there is no excuse. You need to separate yourself from sin as much as you can, because sin will defile the rest of you that is remaining good. Certain time you have to separate yourself from groups, from women, from drinking, from friends who invite you to do wrong things, or also from people who cause you to become angry, to become jealous. You know, you have to avoid sin and avoid the people and the atmosphere that are igniting you to continue in that sin and to live in sin. So we need to move away from the defilement. You know, because sin, it makes us defile, and defilement will bring failure into our life. Sin will make you defile, and will bring failure in your life. You know, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, what Paul advised his disciple Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22, flee the evil desires of youth. He told him, flee away from sin and pursue righteousness, faith, love and peace. These are the good things that Paul asking Timothy to do, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. He told him, you need to avoid certain people and go along with such kind of people who have a pure heart, so that you will not be enticed, you will not be defiled, because you are clean when you are touching dead body. When you are along with sinful people and they are have influence on you, they will defile you. Certain people, certain contacts, certain friends, certain relationships bring defilement to your life, and you need to be aware of that, so that the blessing of the Lord will once again flow in your life. It is in our hand. It is in your hand. You need to change the atmosphere and put yourself in the right atmosphere to avoid fall into sin once again. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. But you say, let us purify ourselves. It is our responsibility to cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit. Body, soul and spirit get contaminated. Get contaminated, then you are defiled, then failure will come into your life. That contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. We need to endeavor to separate ourselves from the word. There is here the word I want to emphasize on, the word consecrate. Consecrate is that you separate yourself from the world, from the sin, and be ready to draw near to God and to meet the Lord. In the Old Testament, we can read what the Lord say to Moses when he asked him to prepare the people to meet him. In the book of Exodus, in chapter, and chapter 19 and verse 10, what the Lord said to Moses to tell him how to prepare the people. And the Lord said to Moses in verse 10, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day, because on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. Go prepare the people, consecrate the people. We need to consecrate ourselves. Throw TV away, friends, drink, smoke, lies, Facebook, anger. Oh, come on, eating blood, relationship with women or men, boyfriend, girlfriends, parties, and all these things. You need to consecrate yourself. Consecrate your eyes, your heart, your mind, your thought, your ears, the rest part of your body. The Lord is waiting for you to meet you. And also in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 7, also the Lord asked Joshua to go and consecrate the people so that the sin will be purged out from them. Book of Joshua chapter 7 verse 13, what God said to Joshua, go consecrate the people, tell them consecrate yourselves in preparation for tomorrow, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, that which is devoted is among you, O Israel, you can stand against your enemies until you remove it. Here, how we consecrate ourselves, how you consecrate yourself, the thing that is devoted to destruction, God wanted to, things that need to be removed from you, you have to remove, so that you can draw near to God and consecrate yourself to the Lord, so that you can stand the trial and you can stand against your enemies and you can receive the blessing of the Lord. The temple of God in Jerusalem, we know that who built the temple is Solomon. And which time God gave Solomon to David? After he repented from his first sin, after he repented from the sin of adultery that he had done with Bathsheba, and God struck the son that was born to him from her. Then God, after he saw that David repented, God gave him Solomon, and Solomon built the temple. The second sin that David did was counting the men, and the Lord disciplined David, and David repented from that sin. And after he repented, God gave him the land where the temple was built. So here the foundation of the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem was a foundation of repentance. David repented from the first sin, he received Solomon who built the temple, and after his second sin, repentance, he received the land to build the temple. The same for you. You are the temple of God. And the foundation is the foundation of Christ. God wants to lay down in your life, but you need to repent and offer your life as a living sacrifice to the Lord. The Lord word and a promise in the book of Haggai chapter 2 and verse 19, the end of this verse, he say, from this day on I will bless you after you really repent. You know, some people, they want to build a big house, or they imagine they might build a palace, and they would say, oh, I can put my family, my wife here, and my parents here, and my uncle here, there, and those friends, and those poor people. You know, our Lord promised in the book of John, chapter 14, what he say? He say, in my Father's house, the Lord say, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. The Lord had to prepare a place for us in heaven. As we repent, God will use our bodies to build up His church, and we will be instrument of God to bring other people, our loved ones, our parents, our children, our families, our relatives, other people around us, they will be part of God's church and God's kingdom, and they will live with us in the heavenlies when the Lord will come and take us. Put God first and lay down the foundation of repentance, cleanse yourself, renounce your sin, and consecrate your life to the Lord, and come and serve Him and let Him use you for your glory. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone who had put in his heart and mind to repent and to renounce his sins, bless him, O God, and watch over him, watch over the affairs of his life, and use him for your glory. Use him to serve you, and use him also to reach the lost. We bless you, we magnify you. Lord, take this message and make us spread and reach those who are waiting to hear it. And whatever the fruit and the harvest that you desire, it shall be accomplished in Jesus' name. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us, and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.